This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former President Donald Trump with some serious crimes. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
The indictment, which includes photographs, says Donald Trump stored highly secret documents, which he took from the White House to his Florida resort when he left office, and stored them in such places as a bathroom and a shower, his bedroom, and the gilded ballroom of the Mar-a-Lago property. He allegedly twice showed some of the classified materials to others. Trump is also charged with trying to obstruct the federal investigation into his retention of the files. Special Counsel Jack Smith says the indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in Florida.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced. We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Initial legal analysis of the indictment and the charges against Trump by at least one legal expert indicates the Justice Department has built a fairly strong case. Temple University law professor Craig Green told the Reuters news agency after reading through the indictment, his biggest surprise is how much Trump appears to help prosecutors with their own case.
These questions of intent become very important. The closer and more attentive Trump has been to the location of the boxes, the harder it is for him to say, oh, it was just a mistake. It seems very clear that he was personally involved, that he had a lot to say about where the boxes were, and that actually there's a lot of suggestion that he knew quite well that there were national defense documents and information inside.
Green was quick to point out that in politically charged cases like this, it only takes one juror or one judge to weaken a strong case. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron met Friday with public safety authorities and emergency personnel who responded to the knife attack in the Alpine town of Annecy that left four children and two adults wounded at a playground. Reuters correspondent Rachel Farber has more.
Macron, who has called the attack an act of absolute cowardice, visited the hospital in nearby Grenoble, where three of the four children are being treated. The two children who had been most seriously injured were in stable condition on Friday, and doctors are optimistic for their recovery, said the president. Annecy's cathedral held a mass on Friday night in tribute to the victims. In attendance at both events was Henri, a Catholic pilgrim who has been dubbed the backpack hero. The 24-year-old came face to face with the assailant. In videos posted on social media, he can be seen using his backpack as a shield to try to block the attack. Police have arrested the suspected attacker, a homeless 31-year-old Syrian national. Authorities say there is no indication that terrorism was the motivation for the attack.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson abruptly quit as a member of Parliament Friday in a furious protest against lawmakers investigating his conduct. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is quitting as a member of Parliament immediately. In a statement on Friday, he said, I am being forced out by a tiny handful of people. Johnson had been fighting for his political life. His premiership had been cut short last year, partly by anger within his own party and across the country over COVID rule-breaking lockdown parties in his Downing Street office and home. A parliamentary inquiry was investigating whether he misled the House of Commons when he said all COVID-19 rules were followed.
That's Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reporting. An officer who raced to action to the 2018 massacre at the Parkland, Florida school massacre scene was testified against a deputy who stayed outside. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A police officer who rushed inside a classroom building during the Parkland school shooting says he encountered a sheriff's deputy outside who confirmed that the shooter was upstairs. Coral Springs officer Richard Best testified that Broward County deputy Scott Peterson did not follow him inside. Peterson has insisted that he could not tell where the gunshots were coming from and that he thought they may have been fired from outside. The 60-year-old former deputy is on trial for charges that he failed to confront the school shooter who killed 17 people in 2018. If convicted, Peterson could be sentenced to nearly a century in prison. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.